to the podcast The Month of Love. I am your host, Nalili Star. In this episode, I want to talk about Valentine's and how I spent Valentine's. How I think over the many years, Valentine's has been about having a special somebody, and I think mostly from the perspective of a lady is who is going to spoil me. And so I think February sometimes for some people is filled with so much anxiety, because then you are thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have somebody to buy me flowers, I don't have somebody to hold my hand, I don't have anybody to take me out dancing. If you've listened to Miley Cyrus's new release, Flowers, you know that that's all in the past now. So, I just wanted to talk about loving yourself and doing things for yourself that you expect other people to do for you, so much that you don't need to have anxiety when it comes to Valentine's or the month of February. I, for one, was very busy this year, so when I was planning the itinerary for the topics for season 2, I actually planned a whole day to just spoil myself on Valentine's. However, I didn't get a chance to do that because Valentine's was like on a working day, but also I couldn't get like leave on that particular day. The way I had initially planned was to just drive somewhere very nice and quiet and just take in nature and just relax and maybe watch a movie on my tablet or read a book or something. But I just wanted to be with myself, to speak to myself, to love myself. So when I did realize that I was not going to be able to get leave because we're very busy doing this and that, and I couldn't even catch a quick lunch because I had to deliver something somewhere, so I wrote a note, or a list actually, of things that mean love to me. And this was, I think, a couple of days before Valentine's. So one of the things that was on my list, for example, is just writing notes to myself, like small little love notes for myself. That is something that I think if your spouse or your boyfriend or your loved one or your partner did for you, would carry so much weight. You'd be so happy about it. So like I said, for me, the theme in the month of love was doing for myself what I am expecting for others on Valentine's Day. So I wrote myself notes, and in these notes I would write about something that I like, oh, I love this and this and this about you. And on another day I would write, I appreciate this and this and this about you. And on other days I would write, I forgive you for something that obviously gives me anxiety when I think about it, or something that I haven't gotten over. And also I commit to something that is important for me. And in terms of commitment, one of the things that I wrote was, you know, physical health. That is something that is very important for me. In January, I think I was a little bit slow in terms of exercising. I would exercise, but it wasn't like according to the schedule of how I wanted to do things. In fact, I would say December was way better than January. And normally people mess up their itineraries in December. I reaffirmed to myself. At the beginning of the month, I started a Pilates challenge. Yes, my muscles are sore. I'm on day 25. That's when I'm recording this. So every day I leave usually get up and I do some Pilates, so for maybe 15 to 20 minutes, and some videos actually go all the way up to like 30 minutes or 32 or 35. And it's a commitment that I have made to myself, and I didn't make it from a perspective of I want to lose weight or I want to, you know, tone this and tone that. Of course it would be good, and Pilates is well known for toning the belly, if I'm being honest. So it's like, you know, your core is gonna get stronger and blah blah and blah blah. So, but I really did it because I think it's a little bit more challenging than yoga, and I just wanted to celebrate what my body can do, you know, how strong I have become ever since I started doing yoga. And then, you know, I mixed it up a little bit with Pilates. I think I was more biased towards yoga because it's flowy, you know, it's flowy and it feels good and it's less challenging as compared to Pilates. So that is one of the things that getting into the month of love, I just did on the 1st of February, I said, I want to celebrate what my body can do. On Valentine's Day, I said, what is one thing that I can do that would really, really feel good for my commitment towards a healthy lifestyle, or, you know, a healthier me? And one of the things that I've noticed is when I take in a lot of carbs, my energy actually dwindles. So when I constantly eat, for example, like shima, or taking a lot of bread religiously, I actually am a little bit sluggish. I'm not as energetic as I supposedly am supposed to be. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go on a no shima challenge. And I did this last year, so even doing it now is not like, it's not as hard as it was last year. Last year I think I got to day 18 and I thought I was gonna die. But I put through. I got to the actual 100th day, and I think I went for a couple of more days before I actually had my first shima. So yeah, it hasn't been as challenging as the first time that I did it, you know, just trying to find alternatives. And also especially that we're in a season where we have sweet potatoes, we have potatoes, we have pumpkins, different ranges of pumpkin. So for me, easy peasy this time around. So I thought, you know what, let me do that, because I want to feel a little bit more energetic and I want to give my body a rest, you know, from so much carbs. Like, carbs are my biggest no-no. So yes, I've done that, and I literally started on Valentine's Day. I decided when I woke up that it's something that I'm going to do to show myself love. Another thing that was on my list is retail therapy. Listen, I love shopping. Like, I honestly am a happy babe when I'm shopping. It could be online, it could be, you know, in person. I think in person is actually more fun, you know. Like, online, you literally have to like wait for the goods. I did both. I received a gift, a monetary gift, so I enjoy doing both. It was just something that I felt like this I like, this I can do. And even when I was doing it, I was like, you know what, I need to find a way to incorporate this. It could be, you know, like last year, I'd spoil myself every month. I'd say, you know what, I have worked for the salary. I put in the work and I got rewarded. So I need to reward myself specifically, because sometimes the salary just comes in and you got bills to pay. And I'll just have a little budget and I'll just go to the mall and get myself something nice. Like, religiously, every time that I get paid. And that was really nice. I felt appreciated by myself. So even when I have to like go for work, I'd be really motivated because I wasn't just paying the bills. I also got something out at the end of it. So for Valentine's specifically. So the retail therapy was like any other day before Valentine's. But for Valentine's specifically, I spoiled myself to 2 pairs of shoes online, that is. So I'm still like expecting my goodies to arrive. I don't know when they're arriving. And I'm going to be out of town for a couple of days. So I'm still not going to have them by the time February is ending. I'll probably collect them sometime in mid-March. But I got myself a pair, 2 pairs of shoes. And living with the spirit of one of the things that I have on my list is to become more colorful. So wear more colorful clothes. One of the things that I've told myself is every day I'm going to bloom. I mean, we all love colors and flowers. And we're attracted to flowers because they have a certain color that we love, or the way that they are arranged, or the way that their nature is, if it's something that is planted, is so pretty. So I've told myself every day I'm a bloom. And by blooming, I mean I'm going to wear colorful clothes, clothes that make me feel cute, clothes that make me feel va-va-voom, you know what I mean? So in keeping up with that spirit, I said I'm not going to order any black or any white shoe. I'm going to go for color. So I got 1 yellow shoe. Listen, I'm literally looking forward to the yellow shoe because this is the first time in my entire life that I'm going to be owning a yellow shoe. Even the time that I was getting it, I was like, should I not? Should I get something like, you know, a little bit more modest? Something that will easily blend in, you know, with anything in my wardrobe. But I told myself, we promised that we're going to bloom, and we better bloom. So I got myself a yellow pair of shoes, kitten heels, nothing high. And because it was Valentine's, I got myself a red pair of shoes. No, I'm very excited about the red pair of shoes, I'm not going to lie. I also got myself a bracelet. Well, it's more like a replacement because I got it last year, but I lost it. I'm suspecting one of my kids was playing with it and misplaced it, and now we can't find it. Hopefully when we do some spring cleaning after the rain season, that it's going to be found somewhere, and I'm still going to keep it. But I just thought I should replace it because it was such a lovely bracelet. It was gold and green, and it was just so, so pretty. I thought, you know what, why not? I mean, I do have the budget for it. And lastly, because I'm trying to cut down on alcohol, so I don't drink as much anymore, I thought, why not get myself this bag, because they said it was red wine. Was it wine red? Yes, you know, I don't know how these fancy colors are described, but it had red and it had wine in it. And I thought, well, so instead of buying myself a bottle of wine, why don't I buy myself a bag that has the color of wine? And yeah, so that's how come I got myself that. And you know, I really enjoyed, first of all, selecting these items for me, because one, at the very top of my love languages is gifts. So I've always been adamant about, I want to love myself in a way that I can receive that love, in a way that I can interpret that love. So buying myself small things really just reinforces how much I love myself. And I was just saying to a colleague of mine, because she was telling me, why do you, you know, go so all out for yourself? How do you even manage? You know, don't you feel guilty, like, you know, you're being selfish? I told her, no, I don't feel that I am selfish when I do these things for me. When I love myself the way that I do, I teach other people how to love me. If anybody came into my space and told me, oh, I didn't know that you like fine dining, I'll just say, exhibit A. I mean, I have so many pictures of me dining, finally. And, you know, people who are in my inner circle, people who know me, you know that about me. I'm a foodie. I love good food. foot. So even like I have friends sometimes who just inbox me and say, you know, Lalu, this place is crazy, or this place is dope, or this place is, you know, is happening. You should go by. And sometimes I'll actually tell me on the menu, select this specifically because that meal is dope. So people know. You know, I have friends, or you know, siblings, or even just my spouse knows that, you know, this girl, she loves perfume. Why? Because I give myself so much perfume that I think that at the time when my sister was around, she peeped through my wardrobe and she saw the numbers of bottles of perfume, and she was like, oh great, you and your husband literally have just matched, like all of you love perfume. I just looked at her. I didn't respond because, listen, out of all those bottles, only one bottle was for my husband. Like, literally, the rest of them were mine. And I don't get perfumes, like, every day. But I make it a fact. I make it a must. Like, even now, it's February. I saved a little bit of money in January. I've saved a little bit of money in February. And I'm going to save a little bit more in March to get myself a bottle of perfume that I actually liked. So I'm very intentional about doing things for myself that are important to me. I don't wait for another person. And I'm not saying I've never been in that boat, because I have. Like, Valentine's would come and I'm looking across at my person like, listen, you better be prepared. I'm not saying that it's not nice to receive from your person. But also, if you ever find yourself in a place where, you know, your person is not big on these things, and like for me, that is the case. My person literally just told me, listen, if you need something or something is a big deal to you, don't expect me to go with the flow or the trend of the public, like, oh, this is what it is. Just say that it's a big deal to you and you want me to do this and this. And you know, sometimes it gets exhausting to have to tell somebody that, you know, on this particular day you need to do this and this and this. My husband will tell you, listen, Valentine's for me can be any day. And he makes it a point. Like, he'll either do something nice for you before Valentine's or slightly after Valentine's, just to prove that point. So like, over the years that we've been married, and we've been together for like over a decade legally, and we've been like together friends before that, I think like for 3 years. So for all this time, at some point you're just like, you know, whatever. And sometimes he'll just tell you, listen, if it's something that, you know that I'm not very attentive on, when it just comes around, just tell me, listen, this is what it is and this is what I want. Just don't expect me to be guessing. So I think we did a little bit of forth and back. Because, you know, social media just says, if he loves you, a man will man for a woman that he loves. So if it's important to you, he has to, like, do it. And I feel like for a very long time, really, that was just a source of conflict. So if, for example, I tell people, even, like, for my birthday, I don't like being surprised. He just knows. When it's my birthday, he'll just say, it's your birthday? What do you want? Where do you want your cake bought? So I'm never like surprised, like, oh, this is what I received for my birthday. No, my person is not like that. Like, he prefers when, tell me and I'll do and I'll deliver for you. So even for like Valentine's, if like I want to go out, maybe the problem is majority of the time is during the week, and me and Dina is just like, child, I'm trying to get into bed early, so if we can make breakfast or lunch, I let it go. Or sometimes I just say, you know what, I want to go out for a nice meal, sports diet, or I saw so and that's what I want. So sometimes, like this year, it was just specifically like perfume. I just said, I want perfume. You go to such a shop, ask for this perfume, and they'll tell you, or they'll give you, or you know, they'll advise or whatever if it's out of stock. But last time that I checked, it was there. So I have just made it a point to make it a big deal for myself, for him, it's never really all that a big deal. But for me, it is, because I'm a lady and I grew up, you know, celebrating Valentine's and buying teddy bears and cards and mug cups. You know where I'm coming from. And chocolate, Cadbury. Oh, by the way, shout out to my sister, because on Valentine's she got me chocolate. Like, wow. I wasn't even expecting that. And like humongous chocolates. Really, really big chocolate. I like ate it, I think, in 2 or 3 days. Something like that. It was really big chocolate. So thank you very much to my beautiful, wonderful sister, who also makes a very big deal out of Valentine's. So yeah, I think I feel like also that's the other thing. Have people around you that are big on it, and just exchange gifts. If it's gifts that you want to receive, just exchange gifts. Like, you know, the world is slowly becoming so, is it contemporary or unconservational? I'm not sure what word to use. But it's not as traditional as it used to be back in the day. You know, with all the rules of it has to be done like this, we're moving away from the traditional way of doing things. So you are free to think for yourself, to feel for yourself, to decide for yourself how you want to spend a day, even without a loved one. If you're a single woman, you don't have to feel bad about Valentine's. Valentine's is about love. There's love between couples, there's love between friends. There's also love for just yourself. Sometimes it's love with just, you know, family, the people that you have. I know that I used to make a very big deal out of Valentine's for my mom. I'd always organize a little something for her. Whenever it is that I have resources, especially when I was younger. Because like I said, for me, Valentine's was always a big deal. So just think beyond that one person. And even just for your person, I feel like sometimes maybe it's a little bit overwhelming to, you know, expect all these other things from just them. So for me, I feel like that's where I stand with the Valentine's. I'm not even gonna lie, I don't even like go all out thinking, oh, I need to do this and this and this and this for my person. He's not big on it, so even from my end, it's just like, you know what, for his birthday, definitely, yes. And maybe Father's Day from time to time if I have the time. But yes, so that's where I stand, and that's what really I did for the month of love. And you still have a couple of days before February ends, so you can still celebrate Valentine's. But also what I do want to mention is throughout the year, you know, if you have been constantly loved, or if you are constantly pouring into yourself, events like Valentine's wouldn't feel so stressful, because you wouldn't be doing that for the first time. It's not like a ceremony for you. You would be loving yourself all this while from, you know, December, November, January. So much that by the time you're getting into February, really, you're just reinforcing or things that have already been happening for you, even just for like you and your loved one. Don't wait for just Valentine's to show yourselves, oh, we love each other, we go all out for each other. Do it on any other day, you know, outside of Valentine's. I'm not saying don't celebrate Valentine's. If it's important to you as a couple, you do it. But beyond Valentine's, just pour into each other the way that you do it on Valentine's. Plan those special, spontaneous Valentine's dates outside of Valentine's or away from February. Just do it spontaneously, you know. Be generous with how you love yourself. Be generous with how you love other people. Because once you date, you can't express love. You can't pour it into another person. You know, you go with everything and everything just becomes bleak. It becomes a straight line. So do that for yourselves. Anyway, that's what I was up to in the month of love. I'm so sorry that the episode couldn't come out as scheduled. I am in the middle of exams. It's so crazy. I'm actually writing an exam today and tomorrow, and we're in a weekend, so it's a little crazy for me. But I just thought, you know, I committed to doing this and I should do this and I should tell you people what I was up to in the month of love. I feel so loved by myself and by the people that are around me. And yeah, I'm so grateful for that. That's another thing I think, that if you do have love in your life, if you have figured out how to love yourself and just you're in a good place, be grateful for that. I know there are many other things that you might need, but it's such an important need to feel loved, you know, either by yourself and also by other people, to have that sense of belonging, to know that when you're in the trenches, you have people that will come through for you. You know, you have a support system. That is not something that I take for granted, especially now that, you know, I don't have my mom and I have to rely on different people for different things. I am just so grateful for it. I'm almost saying in the name of Jesus, amen, but I'm not going to do that. So this is where we end today's episode. Stay shining.